This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A new CD just released today may radically expand your notion of what an album is. It's called Hot Walker, and it's from singer-songwriter Tom Russell.
All the trains leave every morning. Some go east and some go west. And the clacking of the iron is the sound you love the best. It's the great escape from railroad bulls and the Coney Island girl.
That sounds a bit like folk legend Woody Guthrie, doesn't it? It's one of the iconic voices that Tom Russell channels onto Hot Walker with songs, meditations, recordings, and recollections of the characters and misfits who influenced his idea of what to do and who to be in this country. Tom Russell is in his 50s now and living outside El Paso, but he grew up around Los Angeles, where everything then roared like a flood and you couldn't tell where it would carry you. Writers like working-class poet Charles Bukowski, beat novelist Jack Kerouac, musical voices like Merle Haggard, Buck Owens, Bob Dylan, echoing in places like L.A. and Bakersfield and beyond.
What happened to these sorts of voices? What happened with the attitude of a Lenny Bruce who took pot shots at organized religion, which I think is a big problem right now? What happened to real spiky characters like Kerouac, Bukowski, Edward Abbey looking at environmentalism? I was completely turned on to music and literature by these people. I'm pretty much coming out and saying on this record, these type of characters don't exist anymore. And I think people that listen to NPR radio are looking for an alternative answer to what the heck's going on here.
And all those politicians' breath stink bad, be they left or be they right. And the ones who play with rhetoric are not the ones who fight. Don't go coming round here, Woodrow, they'll stretch you from a rope. And your corpse won't ever find a bar where a man can drink and smoke.
You say that a lot of the characters on this album are outsiders.
Yeah, and I've always considered myself outsider in the sense that as a songwriter, let's say, I never went to Nashville and plugged in. I never really hung out with a group of people. I always tried to develop what was going on in my gut and heart and soul. And when I talk about the music of, say, Bakersfield, that appealed to me because it was very much outside Nashville. It was twangier. It had more edge to it.
On that cut on the album that you call Bakersfield, there's this song, Grapevine.
Well, the dust, it started blowing beneath the windows and the door. Blew us out of Oklahoma in a 1944.
The Grapevine Hill is a long trucker's grade that runs down into the great San Joaquin Valley, which is the breadbasket, really, of the country. Huge farming valley, most people know, that runs between Los Angeles and San Francisco. That's where Bakersfield is, and that's where people like Tommy Collins, Wynn Stewart, Buck Owens, Merle Haggard created this alternative form of country music that really spoke a lot of it, especially Haggard's music, spoke of people coming from Oklahoma in the Dust Bowl times in the 30s and 40s and brought their music to California. And it was a different music that was never homogenized into this thing called country music. And I was always moved particularly by the sound of the twang of Buck Owens and the very well-written lyrics of Merle Haggard.
We come rolling down those canyons, that old engine, how it whines. Seems like you could see forever on that hill they call Grapevine.
As a kid in L.A., listened to the AM radio on this fantastic old radio, 1961-62. I heard Buck Owens on one station one night, and then about 10 minutes later, I heard the voice of Bob Dylan singing Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. And I thought, wow, here's some new form of hillbilly beat music that has edge to it.
Some found Jesus in the prayer tents. Some drank themselves to hell.
These things, you know, really resonated in my young mind and really told me the direction I was going, that I wanted to be a musician and a songwriter.
Hot Walker is part reference and part recollection to the creative voices that were new when Tom Russell was young. The songs he writes and sings on this album sound like their voices, and sometimes the recorded bits he includes are their voices. Comedian Lenny Bruce, environmental activist Edward Abbey, and his beloved poet mentor, Charles Bukowski.
After a drunken reading and an all-night party, I promised to appear at an 11 o'clock English class. And there they sat, nicely dressed, terribly young, awfully comfortable. I only wanted to sleep, and I kept the wastebasket close in case I puked.
He's really badly hungover when he goes to this reading.
Well, yeah, he was known to take a drink, and he drank while he was reading poetry to the young college students. But I think that's, you know, that was who he was, and very much in his writing, a lot of it was throwaway stuff aimed at just shocking people. But he got to the core of what I think a lot of modern writers can't do, and that's what it's like working a 8 to 10 hour job in America, a blue collar job, and how you survive that. And as I say, sitting out in your car on the freeway with your teeth grinding every morning and evening. He wrote about that kind of thing very, very well in a world where I don't think a lot of our newer writers get at that. And I reject so much of modern songwriting and music that, different than one of my regular records where I'm just Tom Russell and singing as honestly as I can, this is a more of a movie. It's a montage, a collage of voices taking you through this certain time period and place in America.
Tom Russell's new album, Hot Walker, is out today. Tom Russell, thank you for joining us.
Thanks a lot for the time.